Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home overlooking beautiful Bull Shoals Lake near to Branson, Missouri. Now, there's one more thing. Next week, I want you to be with us because we're going to look at some upcoming signs of eclipses in the moon, eclipses in the sun, and the fact that they are on MOEDs and what, if anything, could they possibly mean? There's one more thing that you need to understand before we look at those things. You need to understand the seven-year cycles. God, as we said, invented time. He marked it off. Seven is a very big number in time. To understand the seven-year cycles of years, all years are in weeks of years. They're in seven-year cycles. Most people have heard of Daniel's 70th week. It's a seven-year cycle. It's a week of 7 years. The basis for this is Leviticus chapter 25. And the Lord spoke unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years, verse 3, thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath rest unto you, unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. Verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the seventh Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound in the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. You shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow nor reap, nor gather the grapes, nor of thy vine, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. And so we see here that God ordains seven-year cycles, and that in the seventh year, the Shemitah year it's called, they were not to sow. Now, I'm going to read to you from, this came off of the internet on a Jewish site. The number 7 figures prominently in our reckoning and experience of time. Most familiar, of course, is the 7-day work rest cycle that comprises our week. A reenactment of the original 7 days of creation, when in 6 days God made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh he rested. Each Sabbath thus completes a full revolution of the original cycle, following which we learn anew from the first day, Yom Rishon, as Sunday is called to us now, but in the Holy Tongue they call it Yom Rishon, day one. The Jewish article continues. This is why many Jewish life cycle observances are 7-day affairs. 2 7-day festivals frame our year. Passover, which runs from the 15th to the 21st of Nisan, and Sukkot, or tabernacles, occurring exactly 6 months later. A marriage is celebrated for a full week, called Sheva Berakot, 7 blessings. And the death of a loved one is mourned for 7 days. Our years, too, follow the cycle of creation. 6 workday years are succeeded by a sabbatical year of Shemitah. The actual translation of Shemitah is suspension. In the land of Israel, now it's not the same for Jews living in farming in upstate New York, if they should be that. Probably they're not farmers, but if they were, they wouldn't have to do this. It's only in the land. In the land of Israel, back to the article, all agricultural work is suspended on the 7th year, and the land's produce is declared free for the taking for all. Also suspended on the Shemitah year are all private debts and the terms of servitude of indentured servants. Our sages describe the whole of human history as a 7 millennia week, consisting of 6,000 years of human labor in developing God's world, and a 7th millennium that is Holy Shabbat and rest, the era of the Moshiach. Another 50 is Yovel, or Jubilee. 7 7-year Shemitah cycles, each culminating in a year of suspension and transcendence of the material, are followed by a 50th year of liberty. The Jubilee year represents a state of true freedom in which, rather than just suspending the earthliness of the land, we free it of all the restraints of materiality. The Shemitah Yovel cycle itself comes in 3 different forms, as dictated by the variant spiritual climates of different epochs in our history. The Torah instructs that the Jubilee year is to be proclaimed throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. The Talmud interprets this as a stipulation that the special laws of the 50th year are only enacted when the land of when the land of Israel is fully populated by the Jewish people. Now, I'm going to just insert this right here before I go on reading their article. The Jews keep the 7-year cycles. They know when they are, but they don't do the Jubilee now. And this explains why they don't. One reason, they do it only when Israel is fully populated by the Jewish people, when the Jewish people all live there. When they're not in Galut or the diaspora. The only period in our history when this was the case was from the year 2503 from creation, when the Jewish people under Joshua completed their conquest and settlement of the Holy Land. So they kept the Jubilee, the 50-year Jubilee, until they were driven from it by Babylon's armies in the Babylonian captivity. 76 years later, there was a partial return of the Jewish people to their land under Ezra. And then the Yovel, or Jubilee count, resumed. But the Jubilee count ceased with the destruction of the Second Temple. When the Second Temple was destroyed in the year 3829 from creation, the Jubilee count ceased. We call that the year 70 AD. The sabbatical year continues to be observed. Every 7th year, they count the sabbatical, they count the cycle. There was a cycle of 7 years from the Shemitah year ended in 2001. But now the Shemitah year cycles are counted again, and I'm going to tell you when they are. Because we're going to be looking at some next week, we're going to be looking at some eclipses. And what is going to be important is, when do they occur? And the Shemitah year cycle that they occur in, the 7-year cycle. I'm reading again from some Jewish sources. The Shemitah follows a 7-year cycle and is observed once in every 7 years. The civil year begins on Rosh Hashanah, the first of the Jewish month now called Tishri, and it concludes the next year at that time. The year following the destruction of the Second Holy Temple was the first year of the 7-year sabbatical cycle. After the Holy Temple was destroyed by Titus in Jerusalem, they started counting 7 from then. And they continue counting the 7-year cycles from that time until today. They know the 7-year cycles. They don't know when the next Jubilee will come. I believe that the next Jubilee will come when the Lord Jesus sets up his earthly kingdom and comes as their Mashiach and reveals himself to them. The Shemitah year cycles, I'm going to give them to you. I want you to know when the next Shemitah year cycle is. The last Shemitah year cycle was 13th of September 2007, and it went till the 29th of September 2008. They count the 7-year cycles using the civil year, which has its beginning, its new year, at Rosh Hashanah. Rosh means head. Shana means year. The head of their civil year, counting from the creation of Adam, Rosh Hashanah, is when they count their civil year. And that's also, they begin counting their Shemitah years, their 7-year cycles, using the first day of the civil year. The next few Shemitah year cycles, and the 7th year is the Shemitah year, the year that you don't plant. The next one will begin 25th of September 2014, and it will end the 13th of September 2015. Now, 7 years after that, then that'll be the 7th year. That's the Shemitah year. Then they're going to count 7 more years. And the next Shemitah year is going to begin on September 7, 2021, and it will end September 25, 2022. Then 7 years later will be the next Shemitah year, and it will begin on the 21st of September 2028, and it will end on the 9th of September 2029. I'm going to review these again for you because the Shemitah years are going to matter, and the moeds upon which we see the eclipses are going to matter. They're going to tell us something. Now, the Jews, of course, know about these 7-year cycles. And they know that there will be one last 7-year cycle before the Mashiach comes. That last 7-year cycle is Daniel's 70th week. It is what we call the week of years, the tribulation period on the earth. And the marriage, remember they celebrate the marriage for 7-year cycle. The marriage of the Lamb in heaven, the tribulation period on earth. This is what they say. I'm reading you this from the Talmud, the tractate Sanhedrin. Our rabbis taught in the 7-year cycle at the end of which the Son of David will come in the first year, and they tell all the things that will happen. They go right down to the 6th year, there will be heavenly sounds. In the 7th year, wars. And at the conclusion of the Septuagint, the Son of David will come. Bless the Lord. So they're looking for their Messiah. They know there will be a last 7-year period. We're looking for the Messiah. We know there will be a last 7-year period, the 70th week. Do we see signs that this is approaching? We're going to particularly look at some of these signs next week. You won't want to miss it when we look at the sign in the moon and the sun. Remember how the Bible says he gave these signs, these heavenly bodies for moeds, and he appointed the moon for moeds. Have a good Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.